Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
This week, we're talking about reconciliation, which you spoke so beautifully about, and how it's one of the seven sacraments that we have in the Catholic Church. And a sacrament is a time where we can know that Jesus is fully present to us. So when we go to reconciliation, we know that Jesus is fully present in that sacrament to us, which is beautiful to know that we have that guarantee that he's there with us, which doesn't mean that he's not with us at other times.
No, it's a special grace, a special, it's like a, I guess a special meeting place, just like the Eucharist is so special that we know that we receive the body and blood of Christ, truly present. But we know that he's present in my body because I invite the Holy Spirit in, but it's a different grace, a different presence.
Yeah, that we're given. And you beautifully described it from a friend of yours, describe reconciliation, you described it as the phrase of the grace of pardon.
Yes, where God says, I forgive you. And in the forgiveness, he gives us grace.
Yeah, that is a beautiful phrase, I think, to show it. You also shared how when we go to the sacrament of reconciliation, when we do confess our sins and ask for forgiveness, that's when we receive God's grace. And we receive forgiveness, but then we also receive grace, you described, to give us the power to go out and live again, like to not continue to sin in that way.
Yeah, and I can't tell you exactly what graces God gives us because it's different for every different person or what they're sharing with God, because the priest represents God. But he also represents the church community that we've sinned against in many ways because we haven't lived the way we wanted to. That's why we're there. And if you don't know, even if it's a sin or if you just feel it's been a bit not right, just share it. It doesn't really matter. I mean, it matters. But, you know, sometimes you're not sure what's the severity of it. Just share it anyway. And I don't, you know, God could give you the gift of courage. God could give you the gift of wisdom. God could give you just that extra strength to persevere or to hold your tongue or not gossip or whatever it might be.
Yeah, I think the way you described it was he gives us grace for the journey.
Yeah.
Which whatever that is for each of us. And you've been reading a book I know from, I think it's a nun, Ruth Burrows, that you've shared a bit about. And you shared a bit of a quote that said, the heart of Christianity is to give nothing else than God himself. So our response should just be open to receive, which is not word for word quote, but that's what you were saying. So this God, well, our Christian faith, God gives us himself to us. And so how could our response almost not just be to receive what he has to give us? I know when I've been to the Sacrament of Reconciliation before, I've actually found the time waiting outside the confessional to be such a powerful time before I've even actually reached.
In the preparation?
Like I suppose because that's the time when you're kind of sitting there and you're thinking about what you're going to say. I suppose I've been confronted by my weakness, by my
our
sin,
frailty.
By our frailty. Yes. And so then when I get to the confessional to confess to the priest, it's like, whoa, it's almost like at times I felt like God's done the work in me
already
sitting outside he's come in. And I remember I've shared before when my daughter Hannah was going for her first reconciliation, because Hannah doesn't talk, she's nonverbal. I remember saying to the priest, so like, how is Hannah going to confess, you know, her sins? And he said, it's about the grace of God and what God does in her.
Exactly.
And straight away, like even more so, it's not even what I say.
No.
It's about the heart, and it's really just about God's grace just being poured out upon us, which shows even more so it's not about me.
You could go in and say nothing, like Hannah can't, and God would be happy, and because your attitude of wanting to go. Of wanting to restore, of wanting to say, I'm sorry, Lord, even if you don't know quite what you're saying sorry about, but you know your frailty, your humanness, and the grace that God outpours on us. It's just wow.
And that action of going, you also talked about reconciling us back into the church. It does. It reunites us with the church, even though we might not really necessarily think, well, I didn't sin against
people
at this particular church, etc.
But did we not? Because we sinned against Christianity or following Christ.
Yeah, so it's about church,
universal church, yes.
And the act of reconciliation brings us back into union with that, with God and the church, which is our fellow neighbours.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I remember, you know, because back when I made it was called confession, because you're confessing your sins as such. But that's why I love the reconciliation. It's reconciling my relationship with God is way nicer way of saying it. There's like, you know, different words that how I learnt to say. It's only to make it easier, because sometimes you go, what do I say? Whereas if you have a rote thing, I can just say this and I can say this and I can say this. It makes it. The church is trying to make it easier for people to say, well, just say this. But like they do now, you can just sit. You don't have to kneel behind a screen or anything. You sit in front of the priest, with God, and just share in your own words. It doesn't matter if you don't have the words. Just go and say, I've just come to receive more of God's grace even because I realize how frail I am. That's it. Whatever.
And every time I've been, and hopefully this has been everyone else's experience, is that the priest has really led you and guided you through that. So, like, they might start with the sign of the cross and then they'll say, what would you like to share today or confess today? Like, they'll just ask you and then, say whatever you want in your words.
Yeah, and it's like, because, you know, you said you're sorry for penance, say, you know, one Hail Mary or one Our Father or something. And it's like, well, you know, if I was a child at home and I've taken, my sister's dress and ruined it, I might have to do something to restore, not only say sorry, but I might have to save money up to buy another dress for my sister. So that's the penance.
Yeah.
I might have to be in time out. Because I've done wrong to my family, I've been mean, so I'm going to have to take time out or not watch a movie or taken off child to say, well, hey, you've got to restore it somehow, show that you really truly are sorry. And sometimes these prayers are that type of thing. Father might say, I want you to go out and give to the poor tomorrow because that will be your penance for what you've done. It's just saying, truly I am sorry for what I have done, Lord.
And it's about surrendering our hearts more to God.
Yes.
It's just about coming back, asking forgiveness, therefore restoring that relationship.
Yep.
And ultimately we're saying, God, I haven't walked in the ways you've asked me to.
Yes.
But I want to.
Yes.
And so.
Change my heart and attitude and desire. My desire is, but I do this.
Yeah. As St. Paul says, we're so like.
I know the right things to do and I do the wrong things. Can't seem to do it. No.
And this time of Lent is a great time to go to reconciliation. And most parishes.
Yeah, put on extra hours and times and
That's right.
Yes.
To just come back as the reason Jesus came.
And if you don't know, you know, haven't been. Look up, like I said, on the internet, Catholic Church, you know, look up the one closest to you, reconciliation times, and it'll come up on the internet or ring them.
Secretary
will be able to tell you or something.
So the weekly challenge for this week is to go to reconciliation. That's right. And for some of us, we go the once a year, which is around this time, which is encouraged for us. So maybe that's the time now to think about it. And to look it up and to go. So we hope that chat has really blessed you this week. We hope that you have a wonderful week, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.